And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Oh, about 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning, the 2nd of August. It is my birthday today. Jen's was yesterday. And how weird is that, folks? We celebrate almost the same birthday.
I cannot eat any more German chocolate cake. I think 14 pieces of Golden Boy pies. German chocolate cake might be enough.
You have set up person after person to call into the show today, and I don't even know what's going on. We've had Brian Haney, who's the new voice of the Jayhawks.
Yes.
We've had B.B. Wood from The Real O'Neills on ABC.
Eric Burke brought you some Retro Rides t-shirts from Worlds of Fun.
These are Golden Boy pies.
These are Golden Boy pies, cakes. Oh, that's and the hotline. That's the next
it's
surprise.
It's ringing again. What could this possibly be? Why am I scared to answer
the
phone
scared.
Today?
This is one of your heroes.
All right. Well, let's just do this. I don't know who this is going to be. Good morning, studio. Hello.
This is Frank White calling in for Dan and Brian.
Yes, sir. That is us. Hello. Good morning.
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. Thank you so much. Jen has held off all of these guests today as being surprises for me. And I'm so pleased that it's Frank White.
I just said a legend will be calling. A legend is calling in.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'll tell you, it's been a busy, busy week.
I bet. I was reading you now have a hot dog named after you. You've got a bobblehead coming out. You're very busy.
Well, it is busy, but let me first wish you guys happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I think that is very special.
Well, thank you very much. I had you on my wall when I was a kid.
it probably scared everybody to walk in the room. Probably.
No, you know what it was? It was
the growth poster?
Yes, exactly. I was going to say that. It was the growth poster. Absolutely, yes. You nailed it.
I've had so many moms that told me that it was like 6'4", so they hang it behind the door or somewhere in the room, and they walk in the room, and every time they walk in the room, it scares them. So they think there's a man in the room. So I've had people tell me that for a long time.
That's great.
That is, you nailed it. It's so funny. That's exactly what I had on the wall. And yes, it was right behind the door. I could go measure myself against Frank White. Boom, there we go.
Do you still have it? Does your mom have it in her basement somewhere?
You know what? Honestly, with the way that we throw stuff away, we probably do have it somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably is around somewhere. I wouldn't doubt that. Yep.
Yeah, my wife, she had ours laminated, so I still have mine.
Oh, that's smart.
That's fantastic. Well, of course, you're keeping busy now, too. I mean, there's no slouching for Frank White these days, right?
No, not really. Ever since I ran for the legislature in 2014, it's been a different world for me. And then after Mike Sanders opted to resign from his office as the county executive, the legislature appointed me on an interim basis as the county executive, and that's been a whirlwind. And today being primary day, I've got to run for the remaining 2 years of his term. So it's just been just one whirlwind after another since January, but very, very exciting a lot of times because you're learning new stuff and you have an opportunity to get in and put your ideas in the mix and work with people and just give everybody the tools they need to be successful and just let them know that you're in it with them and you're successful if they're successful and vice versa.
That's fantastic. Frank White is on the phone with us here on the show with Jen and Truda for a Tuesday morning and for also celebrating our birthdays as well, our surprise Royals legend today, which is fantastic. What is the deal with the hot dog now? What is this?
The Royal Frank.
Well, but when we first was asked to do it by Bob Kendrick at the Negro Museum, my wife said, you all accept Frank White's No Bull Hot Dog. that was the original name that she wanted to give it, and it got twisted around from different people, and then it ended up being a Raw Frank. But it's an honor. I got involved about 4 years ago when they first had the hot dog festival down behind the museum where they brought in hot dogs from all the different stadiums around the league and people were able to go through and they had bouncy houses for kids and games and the evening always ended with a concert in the evening. So this year on the 13th of August, it starts at noon and and it goes all the way up into the evening. And I think two performing groups this year, I think Lakeside is one and Confunction is the other. Some groups from my day that I understand, but
nice.
but it's really kind of neat. Now Texas last year Texas brought in a hot dog that was actually 2 pounds, and it had its own carrying box, and it's like someone carrying all pool cue, but that's before you put the ingredients or anything on it. And so they said anyone that could finish it, they gave them a free T-shirt. And. And two or three people did finish, but you saw them 15 minutes later land under a shade tree if they couldn't move.
Oh, that's good. I once won an eating contest, so we can see about that.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I also just read that Hy-Vee is going to have a series of bobbleheads that it's going to be sold in stores, and the first one is the Frank White bobblehead.
And that's a great event. I think it's a way to continue to help raise money for the Negro League Baseball Museum. I was there at the very beginning with a lot of the guys when it was first talked about, you know, with Buck O'Neill and Slick Surratt and Woody Smallwood, Don Motley, just a whole host of, I think there were like 6 living Negro League players at that time when we started. And no one had a lot of money, so we took turns every month paying the rent on the building down in the Lincoln building. And just been involved with it for so long. So Bob's always looking for great fundraising opportunities, and this is a great idea from him, and Hy-Vee partnered with Hy-Vee for it. It's Frank White in a Monarchs uniform, which adds a little a wow factor to it, I guess. And then they make it affordable for the patrons. You go to Hy-Vee, you can buy it for $10 And they're gonna make 5,000 of them, and with hopes of just raising money for the museum, and all proceeds are donated back to the museum. So it's gonna just be a fun thing for me to do, and I'm just looking forward to it.
And those will be out in October?
I think they say October 6th would be the day that it would appear in the stores.
Okay.
So hopefully that date holds up.
Awesome. Royals legend Frank White on the phone with the show, Jen and Truda. Sir, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. We certainly appreciate your time. I know today, primary day on both sides of the state line. You've got a race going on. You're busy, and we certainly appreciate you taking a moment to call into us. It is great talking with you. I certainly appreciate it.
Well, not a problem, guys. You guys have a great birthday. I mean, it's awesome. Happy birthday together. And just be able to talk about it all day. That's pretty cool.
That's right. We celebrate a whole week. It's going to be fantastic.
That's how we knew the show would work. We thought, well, if we celebrate birthdays this close together, we must be meant to be.
That's right.
Well, that is so true. And I'm so happy that you guys reached out to me. And it was a pleasure for me to be able to be on with you and wish you happy birthday today.
Well, thank you much. Always great to talk with you. Frank White, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.